Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, Mesechtes Krisis, Perik Aleph, Mischne Dalid. Elu Mevias, Vi Einoi Nechel. And here's a list of women who Nebuch went through a miscarriage, that means she lost the baby before her time. She's mechuyev to bring the carbon, but it is not eaten by the kaihana. Hamepeles ve'eni yidua mahapila. She miscarried, but we don't know what it was. The Mishnah gave us all kinds of gedarim to try to understand what alpi halach is considered a baby, but not always is it clear. Sometimes we just have a suffix. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. So what she's going to do is she's going to bring a chatas and an oila, but it's all on a suffix. So when it comes to the oila, she's going to say like this. If what came out of me, if what I miscarried was a type of baby, type of unborn baby, for which I am mechuyev to bring a carbon, then this oila should be my chayv, my obligation. If it was not the type of baby where I would be mechuyev to bring a carbon, so I'm volunteering an oila. The oila is the easy one, because al pi halacha you could be menadev a carbon oila. You can donate a carbon oila. And there's no question about who eats it, because the oil is completely burnt on the Mizbeach. Now, the oil is the easy one. The real problem is with the chatas, because you can't donate a chatas. You can only bring a chatas if you're mechuyev to bring a chatas. So we do with the chatas is as follows. We're going to be mafresh a bird for the carbon chatas. We don't know whether it's a carbon or not, so it can't be eaten. We already explained that in the Beis HaMikdash, birds were not shechted. There was a process called malika, where the kohen goes with his thumbnail from the back. If it's not hegdish, that's nevela. If someone would do that stam with a regular bird, that bird is like a regular nevela, a bird that died without shechita. So when the kohen's going to do malika on this bird, you can't eat this bird. So what we're going to do is, we're just going to tell her she's going to bring it, that's not going to be eaten. How could she bring it? Maybe she's not mechuyev a carbon. Then it's chulin, and you're not allowed to be makir chulin in the azara. So enachanami by a behema, this would be a major problem. But being that it's a bird, and there's no haktara on the mizbeach, there's just the blood on the mizbeach, so that's not called achila. And memela, we're still going to give her the green light to do it. We're not going to consider it the aveira of chulin shenishkatu the azara. Vaitra says the mission, another case of where she would bring the carbon but not eat it would be v'chein shtei noshim shehepilu. We have two women, both lost their babies. They were hiding someplace, could have been a dark place maybe. Achas mimin, p'tor v'achas mimin choyver. Now we look at the two things that came out. One is legally a baby, which would be mechayiv of the mother to bring a carbon. One isn't, but we don't know which baby came out of whom. So v'chein shtei noshim shehepilu, but achas mimin p'tor. One of the babies was from the type that she would not have to bring a carbon, and one was from the type of baby where she would have to bring a carbon. So here too, she brings the carbon, but the carbon is not eaten. Again, the chatas, as far as the oil is concerned, wouldn't be eaten anyway. Just has to make the tanai by the oil, that if it's a chayva, it should be a chayva, if not, it should be a nadav. Rabbi Yossi, Amasai. When does this last halacha apply that it's not eaten? Bizman shehalchu zula mizrach v'zula marav. Let's say after these women gave their karbanis over to the kehanim, each one went off in different ways. Avlam hayishtein oim deskachas, but if the two of them are still standing there together, or somehow we get them together, there's a better way to do it. Then the vias karban v'nechal, they can bring a joint chatas. They can get together and bring a chatas and make a tanai amongst themselves. If I'm the one that's mechuyev the chatas, it's mine. And I'm mechel my chelik. And if you're the one that's mechuyev the chatas, then it's yours. And you're mechel your chelik. And that chatas, they could be makriv and it could be eaten. Frekta bat tenura, but isn't there a halacha you cannot bring a chatas on a tanai? Says the bat tenura, yes, but that's only a chatas that's brought for a chet. If I did an Aveira B'Shoigei, I want to bring my Chatas, you can't make a Tanai. Because the Pasuk says clearly, Oyhoide Elav Chatas, so you have to clarify the Chet. But here, that these two women are bringing this Chatas, and the purpose of the Chatas is to be matir them, to give them the green light to eat Kachim, then you could bring it on a Tanai, as I halt Rabbi Yossi. However, the Bat Tanura says that the Halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, Masechtas Krisis, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. We learned these are the women that bring but cannot eat. One case is if we're not sure if the baby that came out of her is a legal baby or not, to be mechayiv her a carbon. So she has to bring an oil and a chatas. The oil, we said, is not a problem. She makes a tanai. If I'm mechayiv, then this is my chayiv. If not, I'm being menadev, the carbon oil. The carbon oil isn't eaten regardless. It's burnt on the mizbeach. And with the chatas, she brings it ala safik, but it's not eaten. Same would be true if two women were hiding someplace. They were hiding from the enemy in some dark place, and both were mapel. One is a baby that would be mechuyev. In other words, the mother would be chayev to bring a carbon. One is not. We don't know which one is which. So they would also bring a chatas. Each one brings a chatas, but it can't be eaten. Rabbi Yossi says that's if the two of them aren't there anymore. In other words, they gave it over to the kohen and they left. The Mishnah expresses that one went to the east, one went to the west, but it means to say that they parted ways. But if both are still standing here, says Rabbi Yossi, there's an Eitzah, they can make a Tanai. They can bring a Chatas and say, if I'm the one that's Mechuyev, so it's my Chatas, and you be Meichel me your Chaylik in this bird. And if you're the one that's Mechuyev, then it's yours, and I'm Meichel you my Chaylik in the bird. After they made this Tanai, the Chatas can be eaten by the Kehanim, because it's for sure brought on behalf of at least one of them that was Mechuyev, as they held Rabbi Yossi. Even Rabbi Yossi would only say this for the Chatas, not for the Oila. By the Oila, it's not necessary. Each one can bring their own. And they can make their own Tanai. If I'm Mechuyev, then this is my Chiv. If not, it's a Nedava. We'd much rather do that. But by the Chatas, that's not an option, as explained. Because there's no Chatas Nedava. But they could do this if they're still together. And we also explained that even according to Rabbi Yossi, this would only help by a chatas yoldais, which doesn't come on a chait. But stama chatas, that a person brings because he was chayte, you can't do this tanai, because it has to be very clear, I'm bringing this for my chait.